14th chapter, starting there with the 11th verse. For it is as written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. If I had a thought this morning, it wouldn't be an account. You know, a lot of times we go to the bank, we have to borrow money, and we got an account there where we keep, where we borrow money, or you've got an account there where you, cut your checking account and or whatever that you need. The account that I'm talking about this morning is just a little bit different. It says there that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. If you're here this morning and you're lost, you're going to have to give an account for that one day after a while. Now, why do you say that? Go over into Hebrews. I believe it's the 9th chapter, about the 27th verse, and it says, it is appointed unto man once to die. Yep. So there's one way you're going to have to give an account. Go over into Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. I think it's about the 17th, 18th verse there, somewhere in that area. And it talks about where Jesus says that He's coming back. That He's coming back on the cloud of glory. And He's going to, all of us that are left and are still here upon this earth will go up into the air and meet Him, and those that are dead in the grave shall rise up and we'll all go be back to heaven. So there's two things. Either death is coming or the Lord's coming back. One of the two things are going to happen. So you have to be ready for that account. Is that account settled? Is it taken care of? Boy, mine is. The Lord's holding on to it. He's taking care of it. When I was 17 years old, the Lord saved my soul, so I don't have to worry about it. But the other part in there that it was talking about, that everybody will be judged. That's one that ain't nobody be in line for that won't see you. Because we've all got mistakes. We've all done things that we didn't need to do. But when we get to heaven, we're going to have to give an account for each and every one of those things. Either good or bad. It don't matter. One or the other. You're going to have to give an account for it. But like I say this morning, being saved by God's grace is the account that needs to be settled. You need to know. Need to know that you have a better home. You need to know in your heart. The world today wants to tell you about a salvation that's what? In your head. That don't work. To settle the account with God, to make everything right with Him, you have to make an altar somewhere and be saved by His grace. You can't get there by confessing to the priest, or you can't get there by shaking the preacher's hand, or you can't get there by signing a piece of paper. That doesn't settle the account. That doesn't take care of it. You know, we sign papers for different things today and it takes care of things in this world. But when it comes to God and being settled with His account and being settled with Him, it takes true salvation. It takes making an altar somewhere. It takes bowing down before Him. What kind of shape did David get into there? What kind of shape? Go over into Psalms. And read there the account that David gave. He said, the Lord got hold to me. The pains of hell got upon him. He found trouble and he found sorrow. That's what you have to find. I ain't going up there and bow down. You'll never get saved. You'll never get that account settled. I'm thankful mine's settled. I think I'm going to heaven one day after a while. But you have to take care of that. That's one thing this world that has to be taken care of if you're ever going to go to heaven. I don't care. You can let other things slide. You can let other things go. But I'm going to tell you this morning, if that account is not settled, if you're not saved by God's grace, you're going to split hell wide open.
Right.
It may be mean, but that's the truth. And all of us that said when the Lord came back, all of us that's been saved, He's going to take on with us, isn't He? But those what? That are lost, what's going to happen to them? They're going to be left behind. If that count has not been settled, if you've not been saved by God's grace, when that time comes, you know, or the death angel comes, I've already told you this morning, there's two things that's going to happen. Either death's going to get you or the Lord's coming back, one or the other. There's nothing else going to happen. Are you ready for death? I am. I'm not ready to die, Lord. I want to stay here as long as I can. That's just the human part of it. But the spiritual part's ready to go. It's ready to go. You know, we as humans, we want to live here as long as we can. But we never know when the Lord's going to look down and He's going to say, it's time for this one, or it's time for that one. You know, my son-in-law is a paramedic. Critical care. He gets some of the ones that are pretty bad sometimes. And he tries to take care of them as good as he possibly can. But I've always told him, I said, if the Lord says it's time, I don't care what you do to them, they're going home. You can be in the best hospital here in Nashville, anywhere you want to be. And if it's your time to go, you're gone. If it's not, the Lord will put His hand upon things and let you live on. I believe that this morning. I know that. That God will take care of you. He'll watch over you. But you have to be saved by His grace. You've got to be ready when that time comes. What would happen this morning if the archangel Michael blew his trumpet and the Lord ascended back? Where would you stand? Would you be one of the ones that would be going on the cloud and going back to heaven? Or would you be one of the ones that would be standing behind? Where would you stand? Where would you be? I'm telling you this morning, you best be saved by God's grace if you're ever going to get to heaven. There's no way around it. God expects that account to be settled. He expects it to be taken care of. His son has died and taken care of the payments. You know, the payments done been taken care of. It don't cost anything. Jesus is already, God's already set down His son. He's died up on the cross. The sins were taken care of and the payment was paid. It's left in your hands now to settle up an account with God. To make sure before you leave this walk of life, before anything happens to you, that account is settled, that you've been saved by His grace, that you know one day after a while that you're going to walk the streets of gold and see the walls of gold. That's going to be beautiful. Lord, have mercy when you get there. Walking down those streets of gold. Talking to old Abraham and Isaac and Peter and Paul. All of us done already there. They done there. Know what they're doing? They're just waiting on us. We'll get to meet them one day. But the one I want to meet. Because why? Because I settled that account and I was saved by God's grace. I want to meet my Jesus. The one that died upon the cross. I want to bow down in His feet and say, thank You for giving Your life for me. That I've got what I've got. Can you hide from God? I can get through life and hide from God, and I can't. Nobody will ever know that I hadn't been saved. Nobody will know. By my actions, I can hide it from mom and daddy or brother or sister or whoever. Let me tell you what God knows. It says over in Matthew, about the 10th chapter, that if a sparrow falls out of the sky, that God knows it. A little bit further down, don't it say that every hair on your head is numbered? So that tells me He knows a whole lot. You know, you might go brush your hair and have a handful of hair comes out. Well, how does God keep up with that? How does He know that? Because He's God. And He has the power to do that. Over in, I think it's Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, the 24th verse. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? So that tells me He knows it all. He knows everything that's going on. He knows everything that's happening. He knows the good, the bad. He knows when you're hiding. He knows all that. You know, it says over in Revelation, the first chapter, the 8th verse, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is come. To Almighty. So He's the beginning, the middle, and the end. He knows it all, so you can't hide from Him. He said there's no place there that you can hide, and He's the beginning and the end. So you can't hide from Him. You might hide from the world. You might, everybody in the world might not know that you're lost. Anybody might not know that. But God does. And He's the one that you have to settle the account. Well, you don't have nothing to do with me or the church or anything else. That's between you and God. It has to be settled between you and Him. The world don't have anything to do with it. The preacher don't have anything to do with it. The deacons, the song leaders, they can all pray for you. But it's left up to you to take care of that business. It's left up to you to settle that account. It's left up to you to seek after God and to find Him precious to your soul. All I can do is tell you about it. All I can do is pray for you. That's all I can do. When you get down to the business, you know, if you go to the bank, you got a banker that you do business with. You and him do take care of business. It's the same thing with you and God. It's between you and Him. The Sunday morning that I got saved up there at Mount Tabor, there was a house full of people, but you know who all I remember was me and God. That's it. That's it. That's all I remember. Because that's who I had to take it to. That's where I had to lay it down at and let it go. So you can't hide it. We know death's coming. Or the Lord's coming back more. You can't hide from God. Will money get you there? Won't work. Not enough money in this world to get you there. Why is that? Talks about over in Luke, 12th chapter. There was a man that had plenty. Said he fared done everything that he needed to do. He had so many crops that came in. The weather evidently was good and everything went just like it's supposed to. He said, what am I going to do? I've got so many crops here. I just don't know what I'm going to do with them. So what did he decide? He said, I'm going to tear down the barns that I have. And I'm going to build bigger ones so I can store all my stuff. So that's what he did. When he got it all taken care of, he said, soul, take thine ease. He thought he had it made, didn't he? But you know what? God came to him that night and said, thy fool. That's what the Bible says. You can go over there and look and read it. It says, "Thy fool, tonight thy soul will be required of thee." Don't you think if he had all that money, he couldn't have bought his way into heaven? You can't do it. What did Peter there, when Simon came to Peter there, they was over there and he seen what the apostles were doing there on the Pentecost, and he said, "Boy, I want to buy some of that." Peter told him it wasn't for sale. You can't buy it. Salvation can't be bought. As I said, Jesus has already paid the price for it. He went up on the cross and died. The price has already been paid. You don't have to pay nothing. Thank the Lord, because I didn't have no money that day I got saved anyway. If you'd had to bought it, I'd have to give up something besides money. But it don't take money. There was a young ruler there that came to Jesus. He was walking around and he was talking to him. The young ruler said, I've done everything. I've kept the commandments. I've honored my mother and my father, and I've done everything that I'm supposed to do. From what I take it, the young man had plenty of money. Jesus told him to take it and go sell it and to come and follow him. To get rid of everything. This shows you how the people of the world want to hang on to the things that they've got and not let go. He said he walked away sorrowfully. Why? Because just what I said, he couldn't give up what he had. He couldn't let go of it. You've got to let go of everything you've got if you're ever going to be saved. You can't hang on to nothing. Over in Matthew, it says that you should forsake houses, lands, mother, father. You've got to get rid of all of it. All of it. And on down at the bottom, I believe it says, yea, even your own life. Let me tell you what. If you're here and you're lost, and you got saved, and you fell over dead, you'd be a whole lot better shape than what you was in. If you had to give up your life, you know where you're going. I'm telling you, you better have that account settled when that day comes. Over in Revelation, it says that the kings and the great and the leaders and the rulers will cry what? For mountains and rocks and all those to fall on them to hide them from the wrath of God. That's not going to work either. You've got to have that account settled. You've got to be saved by God's grace when either death comes or the Lord comes back. One or the other. There's no guarantee of either one. People can tell you, "I know the Lord's coming back right now or tomorrow or whatever." Nobody knows. Nobody. Not even the angels in heaven know. Because one day after a while, death's going to come by and get you. You look around, the funeral homes are full every day. And it don't matter anymore. Used to, when I was a kid, it seemed like it was all an elder that was in the funeral home now. Then, it's not anymore. You have them from babies on up. You have them from babies on up. The Lord blesses some people and lets them live a long, rich life. Sometimes He cuts them off in the middle. Sometimes it's when they're young. You have no guarantee of when death is coming by. You have no guarantee of when the Lord's coming back. At any time, God could look over to His Son and say, "Jesus, go home down yonder on that old earthly place and get all of my children that are suffering and that are being prosecuted and put to the test and all those things and the sins that they're in and what's going on. I'm tired of it. Go get them and bring them home." There's no guarantee when that's coming either. Who knows? It might come before we leave this. Nobody knows. It might come before we leave church today. You better have that account settled and you better be ready. Because if you're not, hell is going to be your home. There's the rich man and Lazarus, setting one fire sumptuously every day. I'm sure the rich man had everything he wanted. To the world, he probably looked, boy, look what he's got. Isn't he grand? Isn't he great? He's got all of this stuff and he has everything that he needs. There was a man named Lazarus. Said that he sat outside the gates there and begged for crumbs off the rich man's table. He was in such bad shape that he said the dogs came by and licked his sores. The world probably looked at him and said, boy, he ain't got nothing. Poor old man there, he ain't got nothing to eat. His body's all ate up with disease and he just don't have nothing. But you know what? They couldn't look inside and see what he had. They couldn't look inside the old rich man and see what he had either, could they? But when it came down time for death, this is when it's so important that you've got to have that account settled. When it comes down to that time, when death is coming, and you know it's going to come, that one day after a while, you're going to have to settle that old account. But the rich man there, people said he got everything. Lazarus didn't have nothing. But when it came down to that time that it all needed to be done, Lazarus had his part taken care of, didn't he? He had it all took care of. Everything was took care of. And he went on to be with Jesus. And the thing that people need to really look at when you read the story there about the rich man, it's used a lot in the Bible. But when it goes on down and said that the rich man went on to hell and ended up in a place with torments. It has an S on the end of it. So that means to me there's more than one. One of them's going to be, just from reading from the Bible and what I think, that one of them will be that they'll be able to look up into heaven. Why'd I say that? Didn't the old rich man, couldn't he look up and see Lazarus in Abraham's bosom? Didn't he see him up there? I don't believe the ones in heaven will be able to look down. They can't look down. Because if they did, they'd be pain and sorrow because they might see some of their loved ones. It says there that there'll be no pain, no sorrows, no agony, no nothing when we get there. All joy and peace and love. So that's one of them. Flames. Burning. That's another one. It says where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Never goes out. You know, you have a fire here upon this earth and you know, building may burn or brush pile, it goes out. You know, after a while you put enough water on it and rain or days, it'll go out. The fire down there will never go out. You know what it says down there? That there's so much pain and agony that there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. What does that mean? It hurts so bad they're biting on each other. Is your account settled? Is it taken care of? Are you ready for death? Are you ready for that day? Are you ready for the day that the Lord comes back? I am. I took care of my account and I settled it a long time ago. Because Jesus seen the need for a little boy like me. And he came down and he suffered all the pains and the agonies for me and for you. You better have everything taken care of, because I'm going to tell you what, if you don't, when death comes, you're going to end up in a place called hell, where there's pain, agony, suffering, all those things. Are you ready to meet death? Like I said, I'm spiritually wise, I'm ready. Physical and mental wise, as far as human part, I'm not. But my spiritual part is ready. I was saved. God's holding on to that. I don't have it. He does. It's His to give away, not mine. I've got it. I know what I got. If the death angel comes by and gets me, I'll see you in heaven if you've been saved. As the old song says, meet down by the water. I meet at the gate. I'm ready. I hope everybody in this church is ready. Because that is, it's coming. Look around you. Don't you see death every day? You can't escape it. There's no way. I'm telling you what. The day that you were born into this world, that very instant that you took your first breath, death was on your heels. Because once you're born, death is coming. Might be 100 years from that time you're born. Might be 20 years. We don't know. Lord, have mercy. Be ready. Have that old account settled. Be ready when the Lord comes back. Be ready when the death angel comes by. Don't go to that place that's torments. Don't go to that place where there's agony. Don't go to that place where there's pain, where there's suffering. Be saved and come on with the rest of us to a place that God's prepared for each and every one of His children. Could you? I can't imagine. The streets of gold. The walls of jasper. The gates of pearl. Is that going to be beautiful? We think there's some beautiful things in this world today. Don't even compare to what that's going to be. My last thing before I hush. Are you ready for death? Are you ready for the Lord coming back? One or the other. That's going to happen. That's my message today. If you get a song. If you're here and you're lost. This old mother's vintage right here. Let me tell you what. It ain't never saved anybody. Never. But it sure is a good place to come.
Oh, same old thing.